These students at Santa Monica College share a common bond. They are military veterans who meet once a week for friendship and support. For some, the realities and horrors of war are still very real.
When I came home, it took like 3 years to transition after getting out. And there was such a feeling of being lost that we were given no transitional training, no decompression.
Monica Skates served in the first Gulf War against Iraq 20 years ago. When she returned home, she was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
I lost my marriage. I lost my family, my home.
She eventually received treatment and has just started college. Fellow Army veteran Daniel Anderson served in both Iraq and Afghanistan. He joined the military because he was not doing well in college. Another veteran of the war in Afghanistan, Christopher Bellingham, joined the military to get money for college. All three served in the Army, but their views on America's future course in Iraq and Afghanistan are not the same. Skate says U.S. troops should not pull out of Iraq at the end of this year.
To be honest with you, no, because it'll be just like what we did in Vietnam. We have to stabilize the people first. And they don't have a stable government. They don't have a stable force.
Anderson disagrees.
I think it's about time that we pull out because they, I think, are ready to stand up and take it on their own.
Anderson says he is not sure whether the fight in Iraq was worth the cost in either human or military terms.
I'm glad that Saddam Hussein was ousted from power. And there is a lot of corruption, and you could see it. But that's just a much more muddied water, you know? I think it's that war was a political, strategic war, as opposed to, like, a necessary on-the-ground fight.
Bellingham says the U.S. should also get out of Afghanistan.
There's no purpose anymore. You know, we've pumped so much money into that economy that we are their GDP. We are how they're making money now. Regardless of when we pull out, they're not going to be able to sustain them to the level that we brought them up to.
But Anderson says the Afghan people need U.S. help against the Taliban.
I think the people are really oppressed by that terrible organization, and I think that one is really worth fighting for.
All three veterans say they do not think that Americans fully understand what their troops are fighting for in Iraq and Afghanistan. In part, they blame the American news media.
Talking heads on TV, it gets lost in opinion as opposed to fact.
For these veterans, their experiences in the military are shaping their future plans. Skates and Bellingham want to pursue careers that will help other veterans of war. Anderson wants to be a screenwriter to tell stories of his experiences. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.
I just wanted to see if there's still an interest